One of my favorite questions I love to ask at the Seder is why don't we eat more than a kezayis of karpas? And sometimes I hear it's because we want to have an appetite, or maybe because we're going to have in mind the maror. So what? So why can you have more than a kezayis? So you're going to make a bracha achrona? Well, why should that make a difference? If you're going to have in mind to eat the maror, why can you have more than a kezayis to eat the maror? And the answer is the following. There is a debate as to whether when you eat the karpas and you make the bracha, bar pir adama, that whether you have in mind to eat the maror, that the bracha goes on the maror as well, that you can eat later on. The Rashbab in Pesachim Kuf Yudalim Beis states that when you have the karpas of other, when you have karpas made of vegetables other than maror, so the Rashbam says you make the bracha, and v'yiftor, and he says v'yiftor as hamara mebirchas pri hadama. Then when you make the bracha bar pi hadama on the karpas, and you have in mind that you will that bracha exempts the maror from the bracha bar pi hadama. Then, when later on when you eat the maror, you make the birchos hamitzvah al achilas maror. The bracha bar pi adama is the birchos hananim. The bracha of al achilas maror is on the birchos mitzvah of eating the maror. So you have in mind when you eat the karpas, I'm going to have in mind this bracha hadama also goes on the maror. So the Rashbam's position is working with a certain assumption, and that assumption is that the Magid is not a hefsek, it's not an interruption. Some people have a Magid for about a couple hours. But the assumption here is you're sitting at the table, you know you're going to eat the maror, so when you recite the bracha, Ber Pi Adama, even though it might be another hour or two before you eat the maror, the bracha is still connected, the bracha on the karpas is still connected to the maror, because the Magid is not considered a hefsek, it's not considered an interruption. So, and therefore, the Mara would have required its own bracha, bar pri adama, during the meal. Why would the Mara have required its own bracha during the meal? Normally speaking, when you have salad, you don't make a bracha. So the answer would be that the Mara during the meal with the matzah, even though you already made hamotzi, is not included in the birchas hamotzi. Why? Because it's not part of the meal. Just like if you have dessert, you make its own. It makes its own separate. You require its own separate bracha. So too, the maror you're eating is not because it's part of the meal. It's a separate mitzvah. So since it's a separate mitzvah, it's not part of the meal. It's not covered by the bracha of hamotzi, and therefore, the bracha of maror would have required its own bar pri adama, even though it was the middle of this meal, which start with hamotzi, so you would require a bar pri adama, but you're exempt from that bracha because you had in mind when you ate the karpas to have in mind for the maror. That's the position of the Rashba. Tosfos disagrees, and in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph states, "V'nira de'ein tzarich levarach bar pri adama." Tosfos thinks, no, you don't need to make a bracha bar pri adama on the maror, afal gav da hagada heavy half. So even though the magid is an interruption, so according to Tosfos, you can't have in mind when you recite the bracha ber pi adama on the karpas for the maror, it's too long. Velo miftar bebracha shel tibul rishon, you can't exempt the bracha ber pi adama from the bracha of the karpas. Mikol makom birchos hamotzi potartan. Nevertheless, as Tosfos, the bracha of hamotzi covers the maror. The bracha of hamotzi covers the maror because the maror is part of the meal. It is a meal food. It helps whet your appetite, and therefore, it doesn't require a bracha of bar pi adama, because it's like you're having salad in the middle of the meal. So you have, I guess, a double debate here between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Question number one, or debate number one, is the Magid an interruption? Rashbam says no, Tosfos says yes. Question number two, is the Maror included in the Birchos Hamotzi? The Rashbam says no, and Tosfos says yes. So now we have this debate. between the Rashbam and Tosfos. Is the Magid an interruption or not? So let's see. If we would eat the karpas, and we would eat a kezias of karpas, according to the Rashbam, would you recite a bracha achrona? No, because the Magid is not an interruption. So you to the bracha of bari nefashos, an after bracha achrona on the karpas would be unnecessary, because you make the bracha of bari pri adama, then you have it, and the bracha achrona, the benching after the meal, that covers the karpas that you ate. And therefore, to recite a bracha achrona would be a bracha she'ena tzricha, an unnecessary bracha. According to Tosfos, the Magid is an interruption. It is a hefsek. So if you would eat a kezias of karpas, then you should recite a bracha achrona. So because, and so this is an unresolved debate between the Rashbam and Tosfos. It's unresolved whether the Magid is an interruption. So it's unresolved as to what you should do if you have a kezias of karpas. Since it is an unresolved debate as to what you should do if you recite a bracha achrona or not. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel Saif Vav, that v'yikach mea karpas pachos mikezayas, you eat less than a kezayas, because then you're safe. According to everyone, you would not recite a bracha achrona, either because you haven't eaten enough, or even if you would eat enough, that the magid is non-interruption and you're covered by the benching at the end of the meal. So that's why we recite a, that's why we do not recite that's why we do not eat a kezias of karpas.